Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking and praying about courageous choices. And today we're going to talk specifically about choosing instruction. I know sometimes we like to do things on our own. And there are a lot of people that live by the motto, if all else fails, read instructions. I think God's desire is that we would not only read instructions, but we would follow them sooner rather than later. And especially the instruction of His Word, the instruction that comes from Him, to realize its value is greater than the things that, well, the things we normally put value in. And Proverbs 8, verse 10 says, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. So many times we tend to avoid instruction. Some of it's pride. We don't want to listen to someone else. We find ourselves stuck, and well, it's easier to keep spinning our wheels than to ask for help. Some of it is we haven't figured out exactly where to turn, and so we don't receive instruction. We don't follow instruction because we're not sure where it's at. But God's desire is that we would turn to Him when life bogs us down, when we get stuck in the mundane stuff of this world. His desire is that we turn to Him and seek instruction, to apply that instruction to the way we live. I've told this illustration at various times in my teaching and preaching, but years ago, when I was doing youth ministry full time, I had a little Happy Meal toy, or some children's meal. We really didn't go to McDonald's much, so I'm guessing it probably wasn't technically that. But it was a little plastic pyramid where the top half of the pyramid, the point part, was clear plastic, and the base was a solid gray plastic material in color. But it had various buttons in it that would places in the base of this pyramid that you could push and it would move. And the key was that the top was filled with sand, and you were supposed to make all of the sand disappear into the base. And I would hand it to students and tell them that the object was to make all of the sand disappear in the base without breaking the toy. And they would push each of these buttons, each of these indentations, and they would keep fiddling with it, they would shake it, they would do everything imaginable. And I never had a single student that could get all of that sand to disappear. And eventually, as most people do, as we do regardless of age, we get tired, we get frustrated, we begin to think we've been asked to do something that's impossible, and we give up. And that's what would happen. They would give up, they would hand it to me, and generally the statement was, it can't be done. It's impossible. And I would take it from them and I would push this and that, and all of the sand would disappear into the base. And they would say, "How in the world could you do that?" And I said, "It's really pretty simple." And I turned the little plastic pyramid over, and there printed on the bottom were the instructions on what order to push each little button so that the sand would disappear. And they would say, "Well, that's cheating." Oh, no, it's not. It's there. It's the instructions. It's not hidden. But you didn't use it. And I think that's how we live life. We reach the point of impossibility and we go no further because we decide it can't be done. And God's calling to us to simply read the instructions, to trust Him, to obey Him, to pursue Him. You see, I don't believe the instructions in God's Word are that complicated. They're not necessarily easy to do, but they're not that complicated to understand. And we try to complicate it. We try to figure it out on our own without applying it. Or we try to make applications in areas that fit us rather than taking it for what it says. And God calls to us to say, choose instruction. Even as having more value than silver, knowledge more than gold. Do we put as much effort and time and energy into pursuing God's instruction than we do in pursuing the stuff of this world? Is it really that much more valuable to us? We read the Bible, we hear that verse, we say, of course it is. But does our life show that? Do we spend time reading it every day? Do we meditate on it, think about it throughout the day? Do we talk with God in prayer and seek His help, the help of His Spirit to not only understand, but to apply what we've read and what we've studied? Do we study the Bible? Or are we content to have life go on as normal? And maybe normal is not even the right word, to go on as usual. And wondering all along why it's not working out the way we thought it should. And I'm not saying when we follow God's word and His instruction, everything turns out the way we want. I'm saying God's instruction changes our understanding of what should take place. It changes our understanding of what's good and right. We'll talk later this week, I think tomorrow, about choosing understanding. But it begins with this choosing instruction and following it. It's not easy, because God's word and His instructions say things that are not natural for us. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. We hear that and, well, it sounds good for others if we're the one that's an enemy. Well, yeah, they ought to love me. They ought to accept me. They ought to do good. But we have a little more difficult time applying that when it's us, when we're the ones that need to do good, who need to love. We read God's word and it calls us, the instructions are to keep ourselves from being polluted by the world, to live a life of purity. And we look around and we see what others are doing that looks like fun and they seem to enjoy it, and we think, well, why can't I do that? Because God knows it leads down a path that takes us away from Him. We read God's word and it tells us to be generous and to share. And we hear that instruction and we say, well, but God, I've earned this. This is mine. I've worked hard for this. I've done this all by myself. Jesus tells the story of a man who thought he had it all. In fact, his harvest was so great that he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tear down my existing barns and build bigger ones that can store all of my grain, can store all this bountiful the bounty that the land has produced. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labors. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. I'm going to live it up. God comes along and says, you fool. Tonight, your very soul will be required of you. And Jesus makes the parallel that that's how it is for those who store up for themselves, for those who are not rich towards God, for those who, in other words, are selfish. And it's not about how much we keep. It's about how much we're willing to give. And God says that we learn from His instruction and we value it. And when we read God's word, when we hear it proclaimed, when we understand it, we have a choice to make. And that choice is, do I accept it? And the answer to that is shown not by what we say, but by what we do. Today, I encourage you to choose instruction, to take God's word and apply it, to see the value of living God's way, and to represent Jesus by the way you do that. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has left us not to wander on our own, not to stumble and fall, but to be filled with your instruction. Instruction that helps us to live in a way that's not only pleasing and honors you, but in a way that's best for us. Father, forgive us for those times we think we have to choose between what's best for us and what you want, because we realize from your word, we realize because of your love, that what you want is best for us. even when we don't understand it, and perhaps especially when we don't understand it. God, help us to gaze firmly into your word and to see clearly the instruction that you give. Forgive us for those times where we twist it and we reshape it into what we want it to say. When we change it to make ourselves more comfortable. When we ignore it because we don't like it. God, today, help us to have the courage to choose instruction. For those times when we feel like we're lost and we're stuck and we're not even sure what to do next or how to do it, may we turn to you with the confidence that you're there, that your instruction is good and right, that it is timely. But Father, before we get to those points of frustration, may we choose to live by your instruction to avoid a lot of that frustration that we find ourselves in. May we learn from your word. May it teach us how to live, how to love, how to share, how to forgive, how to be kind and generous. Father, most of all, may we learn from the instruction of your word how to grow in relationship with you. May we accept the truth of your word when it tells us that Jesus is the only way to you. Father, as we live life, may that be the instruction that we live by, that we share, that we tell others. May the words that we speak match the actions that we do. May our life be that living example of following your instructions. And while we don't always do it perfectly, it still becomes that example of your instructions on seeking forgiveness and offering forgiveness and being forgiven. So may we continually live in the instruction of your word. And as we do so, may it bring to fruit the instruction of to each of us to make disciples, to teach everything that you've commanded, to help others know that your instruction is for them. Father, today, as we choose instruction, as we value it, may we be mindful of how doing so lifts up Jesus. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.